Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Rejoining us for our series preview are Terry Cushman and Cody Paulson. I'm your host, Charlie Smith. After the Red Sox were able to successfully handle the New York Yankees in New York, winning 2 games out of 3, the Red Sox now get to go home and face the Colorado Rockies for the beginning of a 6-game homestand. The first game that we have, Terry, we have James Paxton against a familiar opponent in Connor Siebold. How do you have the first game going?
I laughed my butt off when I saw that it was Connor Siebold. I didn't even realize he was pitching for the Rockies. So, and then to my surprise, in his last 3 starts, he hasn't been bad. He seems to struggle getting, you know, to the 6th inning, but, through the 6th inning. But, his last 3 games, he gave up 2 earned runs, 1 earned run, 3 earned runs. 2 of those opponents were the Diamondbacks and the Mets, you know, who could certainly tune up a starting pitcher if he's not sharp. But, you know, Siebold, he'll give up a couple walks per start. He's not going to strike out a lot of batters. Nothing overpowering about him. James Paxton, on the other hand, has been overpowering, and I see this as a pretty easy win. Connor Siebold could be the guy to finally kickstart the Red Sox offense, particularly a guy named Adam Duvall, who quiet start to his comeback. So give me the Red Sox in game one.
Cody, who do you got?
I, too, will be taking the Red Sox in game one. You know, has nothing more to do with the fact that, A, we're at Fenway, which I like, you know, not traveling to Colorado. I think that team usually struggles as they leave their friendly confines. And, B, it's really hard to pick against Paxton right now. The guy has been, you know, in a groove. You know, he's got kind of, you know, his full arsenal is going, and knock on wood, we kind of continue to see this upper level version of him, because he has kind of stepped in right as other aspects of our rotation has kind of hit a little bit of a bump. So, you know, for us to be getting any value back on that deal has been tremendous. So I like the Sox in game one.
Absolutely agree. It's going to be a sweep for game one. Paxton over Connor Siebold. Connor Siebold has won as many games in Major League Baseball as James Paxton has won in his last start. Connor Siebold is not scaring anybody, and while he's done okay in his past couple starts, I'm just not going to go against James Paxton. Paxton has given us a couple quality starts this year, pitched really well against the Cleveland Guardians, struck out 9 in that appearance, 8 in the appearance before that. He's done 8 or more in 3 of 5 starts, arguably could be 4-1 this year if the Red Sox have been able to put up a little bit of run support for him. Unfortunately, just hasn't been the case, but Paxton game one, very solid selection. Game two, Cody, tell us who is going to be your pick between Cutter Crawford and Chase Anderson for game two.
My game two pick has to be the Rockies. Unfortunately, I think I'm a little a little gun shy about picking a sweep here, as you know, we just got our butts thwacked the last time we did that. Chase Anderson has been pitching a lot better as of late. He's got, you know, we'll look at his last three appearances. All five innings are better, good, decent strikeouts, low earned run averages, not a lot of walks. This guy, you know, on paper, I'm going to be honest with everybody, I don't watch a lot of Rockies game, but he kind of looks like the type of guy that the Red Sox offense kind of struggles against, right? We haven't been able to get that big hit recently. You know, we're trying to do a little bit of small ball. We haven't, you know, been able to break through and get those crooked numbers. He keeps the number of hits down. He keeps the number of walks down, keeps the number of base runners down. And, you know, if we're not able to, work the count, hit the long ball, I think it might be a little bit of a long day at the park. I don't necessarily see Cutter Crawford being the reason that we don't, you know, grasp a victory here. I think he's going to be, you know, sufficient, five, six innings, maybe 1 to 3 runs, give or take, but that could be proven to be enough, right? If the offense really doesn't get it going against Seabold and the Rockies in this series, then I think we're looking at a much larger discussion going out of it. But I like the Rockies in game two, as much as it hurts me to say.
Terry, who do you have in this one?
I agree that game two probably has their best starting pitcher, but I don't think there's really anything overpowering about him. Cutter Crawford been pitching fairly well. I'm not really a long-term believer in Crawford, but at the same time, I don't think this Rockies offense is going to really pose a huge threat to him. And even if Anderson does get off to a good start for the Rockies, they do have one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball as well. So I think game two, I'll still give the edge to the Red Sox.
So this is where we're going to zag here. I'm going with Cody. I think the Rockies are going to have it. Chase Anderson started the season off with the Tampa Bay Rays as a reliever. That's how loaded that team was, and they just released them, put them on outright waivers, and the Colorado Rockies benefited from that. I'm absolutely shocked that he got released because he's been fantastic as a starter. He's pitched five or more innings, a quality start so far, a couple of them just a couple pitches away from another quality start. He struck out 7 in his last start against the San Francisco Giants. I have no reason to believe that he's going to pitch poorly against the Red Sox. He's been doing very well. Cutter Crawford, we don't know if he's going to give us 4, let alone 5 innings. And we expect Chase to pitch at least 5 innings because that's what he's been doing so far. So for me, safe bet here. And as Cody said, we got burned when we picked a sweep on the last set here. I think if there's going to be a game that we don't get it, it's going to be this one. So game two. Game three, it's going to shift into Garrett Whitlock against Austin Gomber. Terry, who do you have for that one?
I'll make this short and sweet. I'd probably still pick the Red Sox if Corey Kluber was starting for them. Gomber's just been absolutely terrible, and I think the Red Sox are going to sweep the series.
Cody?
Yeah, Gomber's a goober, man. You never really like to talk bad about guys doing their, you know, trying to do their best at their job, but he just hasn't been in good form recently. Last 7 games, you know, all starting appearances, he's 2-1, which, you know, looks good on the surface level, but you know, what's not so great is what's under the hood. A 7.56 ERA, you know, 47 hits, 28 earned runs, 13 walks to 20 strikeouts, and a 1.8 WHIP. You know, his last time out against the Padres, 4 innings, 11 hits, 7 earned runs, just hasn't really been able to find, I guess, you know, whatever that groove is, or, you know, whatever that routine is or momentum for him to get going. Hopefully the Red Sox can tee off on him, and I like the Sox in game three to take the series 2-1.
So I need a moment. I'm glad I was muted because I almost died for 2 seconds. Gomber is like the Boston Red Sox version of Corey Kluber, just not a major leaguer. Cody just talked about how he got absolutely shellacked against the Padres. 7 runs on 11 hits, 4 innings, 3 homers allowed, a strikeout. The home run ball has not been nice to him. Last month also got shellacked. And the fact that he went 2-0 is pretty remarkable. They were able to win all but one game for him when he was a starter. And some of those games, he allowed 6 runs. They still won 11-10. Allowed 5 runs. They won 11-6. So imagine if he could actually pitch properly. This is a guy who probably wins 8 or 9 games this year if he's actually able to be a proper pitcher. But Red Sox will win game 3 in this one. We'll take 2 out of 3, and I'm content about that because after that Yankees high, let's keep it going. Anything else you gents want to add? Right on. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our series preview here with the Colorado Rockies coming up against the Boston Red Sox. Want to appreciate all of our listeners, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. We appreciate all of you. Everyone have a great night. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.